bent over. We're bowing down. Baruch, you're the source of all blessing. Ata, and the ability to address Hashem directly. Hashem. With the name Yudke Vavke, do we pronounce with the Shem Adnos? Shem Shofar Hirsch says that Yudke Vavke is he who brings existence into being. Mabit in Beis Elikim. So what are we meant to think about? This is the name that tells us Hashem's the creator of the world. He sustains everything. He's Mahava Kol HaHavayos. Everything draws its life and its existence from Hashem. But He is concealed from the eyes of all of us. And no human being, no mortal, no finite individual is able to perceive, fully grasp the reality of His existence, because Hashem is not something that can be visualized. And therefore, we don't even say Hashem's name. We just use the name Adnos. We don't call Hashem by His name, because it's too much for us. In this world, we can't even say His name. All we can say is Adon HaKol. He's the master of everything. Why do we use the name Adnos, Adon HaKol, to describe or to express the name Yudke Vavke? Says the Mabit. Because He was, is, and will be. Because He is the source of all existence, He is the Adon HaKol. And therefore the way that we relate to Hashem, even though we cannot articulate His name properly, is through His Adnos, through His mastership, through being the master of everything. Rav Kook writes in his diaries, he experienced pain on a daily basis. He was unable to be Hoyges Hashem by Siyosa, to say Hashem's name in the way that it is written. It's not something we can do right now. Calls man that we're in Galus. As long as we're in Galus and Amalek is in the world, Yad al Keis Ka, it's a hand on the throne of Hashem. It's blocking godliness in the world. We can't even say Hashem's name. But we can relate to Him as the Creator. We understand that He's the Sustainer. We have to know who we're talking to. One of the important kavanas that we have to have in davening is knowing that we're talking to Hashem. Yes, we have to know what we say as well and say what we mean. But an awareness of speaking to the infinite creator of heaven and earth, and we're having a direct conversation with Him. That's a critical component part of davening. And certainly when we say Hashem's name for the first time, we need to be fully aware of what we're saying. Yes, aware of our limitations, that our finite minds obviously cannot comprehend and grasp the infinite. But in as much as we can, to be aware that we're speaking to the creator and sustainer of all life, of all of existence, from whom everything else emanates. We can have a private, personal relationship with Him. My God, my personal God, created absolutely everything. I can have a relationship with You.